Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from That's the Sound of the Nerd Melt Showroom crowd here at Meltdown Comics, where we will also be next Sunday, which will be Easter Sunday. Will that stop you guys from coming?
No.
All right, great. Here's what I wrote down just in case some of you went, "No, I can't, it's Easter." Find some eggs, go to church, then come by. Like, are there really anything? Is there things you have to do at nighttime on Easter? I remember Wizard of Oz was on every Easter Sunday when I was growing up. I watched every goddamn time. That wouldn't happen today. Everyone would be like, "It's all a dream. Why do I gotta sit through it again?" Next mystery. Let's see. Today is Sunday, March 29th. Let's see your name tags, everybody. If I get some lights up in here. Oh, nicely done. Lots of good ones. There's a Nightmare Before...
Christy.
What's this blue dude in the front row?
Batman Andy.
Batmandy.
Yeah.
And it's a little cute little Batman doll. Or kind of a bat. I don't know what he's... technically would be, because Batman, I don't know, he wore blue at one point, maybe. Yellow belt. Batman's a yellow belt. What's the last movie you saw, Batmandy?
Last movie.
You guys can put them down. Thank you for everybody bringing those.
Was.
Birdman. I didn't tell you could put yours down.
Birdman.
Batmandy. Birdman was the last movie you saw?
Yeah, well,
it was the last movie that you don't know the correct title of, that's for sure.
Or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Yes! Very good. Class dismissed.
3 in the morning, I rewatched it.
You watched it at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it was.
Holy shit.
I had a good time last night.
Oh, okay. Came home so drunk, you're like, "I need 2 hours of drumming and a man walking around in his underwear. That's what I need right now to fucking get my shit together." All right, Batmandy. I have a strong feeling you will get chosen, but we'll see what happens. I'm not always right. Since last I spoke and you listened, I had a great, I mean, quite a week, starting with a flight delay that caused me to miss my show Wednesday night in Charlotte, North Carolina, but the folks at the Comedy Zone were nice enough to let me move the show to yesterday afternoon at 4:20. You know, I love my 4:20 shows. Doug Lowe's minis from that show should plop in a day or two. We had a lot of fun with the audience playing Last Man Stanton. We played with the films of Paul Rudd. Yeah, and there's a lot of them, and we missed some big ones. Took us a long time to say Clueless. You'd think that would be right out of the gate, right? So I ended up having some extra time there. I was up there for my buddy Tall John was having a bachelor weekend up in the hills of North Carolina. And so that was weird. And then I got to be one of the first people to ride Fury 325 at the Carowinds Amusement Park in South Carolina. And why, you ask, Fury 325? Because a Brad Pitt movie ruined their ride name. They were like, we can't just call it Fury. People just think you just ride around in a tank with Shia LaBeouf. I was like, I have nothing funny to say about this. And then, LaBeouf! LaBeouf to the rescue. So, yeah. So, no, it's because it's the first drop is 325 feet, which I guess is the highest drop on a giger coaster in the world, maybe. And the ride takes 3 minutes and 25 seconds. So I was like, well, I think all rides should take at least 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And then, fuck it, if there isn't at that amusement park, it's a family amusement park. I mean, they'll rub it in your face, but there's a Camp Snoopy and whatnot. And there's like this plane outside one of the rides. It's called Afterburner, and there's this jet plane sitting there, you know, just for decoration. But the number on the side of it is 420. So somebody was having a good time, because that'd be a weird mistake to make. Not a mistake, really. I'm going to be at Helium in Portland this weekend. You know Helium. It's a gas! DougLowesMovies.com. From the Corrections Department, it was Christopher Walken, not Bruce Willis, who was the subject of that Last Man Stanton where we never got to Last Man Standing. So finally, that's all been put to bed. I've gotten a lot of tweets about that. It's really, people are really fired up about that issue. Lots of fun stuff in the prize bag today, but I'm anxious to get the guests out here because I got three regulars on the show that I enjoy a great deal. So please give a big warm welcome to Megan Neuringer, Aaron Kleiber, and Rory Scovel.
Rory Scovel.
Oh, there he is. Just buttoning up your pants, or what are you doing?
I just wanted to hide my prize.
Oh, you're hiding the prize, but for those sitting here in attendance, it's pretty obvious what it is. It's not earrings, that's for sure.
He brought a flak jacket. Kevlar.
We don't know what it is.
Could be a number of things.
It's not a sweaty record.
My shirt could just be like this.
I forgot that they get cardboard out of the Old Navy shirt.
Yep, I bought it. This was cheaper.
Did your pants bring a phone for the prize pack? Because that's pretty well outlined as well.
That's just the fashion of these pants. There's nothing in these pants. Why isn't this joke working for more people?
I should have put this under my shirt. It would have been a similar shape. Would have been really fun. We've got Schmoovie is in the prize bag, you guys. The exciting board game. How's it go again? I always forget. Let me give you an example, and you guys can try to maybe come up with one. They're not easy. What name a science fiction movie about a gangsta lunch lady? Right? That's hard to do. You'd have to really sit and think on that for a bit, because there's a lot going on there. Sci-fi gangsta lunch lady. Right? It's too fucking complicated.
Anybody Wait, is that a real movie?
No. You're not supposed to think of a real one.
Oh.
You're supposed to make one
We're
up.
It's supposed to be funny.
I went through all of the diehards just yeah. now.
I was like, how many movies was 50 Four? Cent in?
But seriously, though, if you understood or if I said it properly, you'd still be sitting there thinking, right? That's not easy.
Yeah.
It's too complicated.
But it's like Balderdash.
Schmovie.
Schmovie. I'm terrible at selling them. Get yours today. They're not a sponsor. They just keep sending me crates of Schmovie. I got Schmovie all over my apartment.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to introduce everybody. Megan Neuringer is back. Fan favorite, frequent At Midnight contestant. What's your favorite thing about doing At Midnight? We've done it together twice.
Twice.
Yeah. I just, I love the green room. They give you a fruit plate, sometimes a crudité. They give you cookies at the end, a little t-shirt.
I eat that bag of Fritos. If they don't have Fritos in my room, I go to one of the other rooms and switch out with something I don't want.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, my favorite thing about At Midnight is that my Twitter blows up and I get all these new followers for free. I'm kidding, I don't, yeah, but for free.
I think what I like is the way you interjected. Someone's going to think Megan just suddenly had a really deep voice about Fritos.
Oh, I like Fritos. I'll go into one of the other rooms.
There's crudité,
and I like Fritos.
A lot more Twitter followers because of that.
Yeah, that's Aaron Kleiber, everybody, a Pittsburgh comedy phenom. He's been on two. One with his sound was damaged very badly, and another show that was completely vanished. Right? Is that what's happened?
No idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's been on the show a few more times than people would know, and now he's out here in Los Angeles. What are you doing in town?
Shows.
Okay. Do you want to plug any of them? Is it after tomorrow?
I've been here a couple weeks.
You want a back plug? You want to talk about shit you already did?
You could have seen me headline the Ontario Improv last weekend, but it's over.
How did that go?
Amazing.
That place is near a meth lab.
I love it.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. No, I'm at Flappers tonight in Burbank.
Oh, that's also near a meth lab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, Burbank's really... I've been pulled over more times in Burbank than anywhere else. Never got a ticket for anything, but they're just like pulling everybody over because they got nothing better to do. Why are you driving around Burbank? You know, this guy's up to something. He's driving around Burbank.
Maybe it's for your safety.
It always works out that way. I haven't been murdered or anything by them. Speaking of which, I was wearing my hoodie. What do you call these things? A toque?
Scully?
A Scully that says Slab Life on it. I don't know why. People give me things on the road, and I'm like, I'm going to put this in the prize bag. And they're like, oh, that'd be great.
People like this, for instance. Morgue.
Some rolling papers called Phone Homie. So that's fun, because that's kind of a movie reference. Specifically a movie reference. Megan brought, this is awesome, she brought some scratchers. Yeah, she brought five California Lottery scratchers. So hopefully she'll get you on the road to a terrible addiction. Give you a real gambling problem if you win a couple bucks and get excited.
What if someone wins huge? If anyone wins huge, you have to give Megan like some of it. Right?
Yeah, right.
For reals.
Yeah.
Or buy her more scratch-offs.
Yeah.
But a lot of them.
Yeah, like a bunch.
Like a thousand.
All of the... If you win $1 billion, you have to spend it all on scratch-offs. Right?
There's a t-shirt and a lighter from Friends of Chameleon Glass, all in a bag from South by Southwest. I think this is the music festival bag. And what do you have for the bag there, Aaron?
Oh, more addiction.
Let me ask the audience a question. Is anybody here under 21? Applaud if you're under 21. Be honest.
I am.
That's interesting.
There's like a 10-year-old.
Some for the dudes.
I'm 21.
Some for the dudes.
I'm 5.
Yeah.
I came alone and I'm only 4.
I would give a 4-year-old liquor. Jameson for the grown-up men and some Pinot Gris for the ladies.
4 mini bottles of Pinot Gris.
Get nuts, okay?
I'm 4 and I like Fritos.
I go into the other rooms and trade out the fruit.
I ran out of DVDs in California.
I don't trade the Fritos for fruit. I just trade it for like Lay's or whatever, you know, some other brand of chip. Because they mix it up over there at midnight. Rory yeah. Scovel's here, everybody. Did I introduce you yet?
No. Just a voice in the darkness. Assuming someone's listening to this in the dark. If so, rethink your life.
People go to bed to it.
They no.
Sleep to it.
No.
Yeah,
if you're going to bed right now, wake up and fix it. I listen to DLM before I fall asleep, so I dream of movies.
I forgot to smoke weed before going to sleep the other night, and I had like a whole night of dreams, and it was so irritating. I hate dreams so much.
Like
I woke up like, what am I? I'm late for what? Like, thank you for bringing all this booze, Aaron, but yeah. What is the mystery prize in Rory's shirt, everyone?
Well, if you're listening at home or in your car or you're about to fall asleep, you can't see it, but you can hear it. Nope, not a miniature vertical pizza box. It's my album! And it's touched my sweaty belly. So that's neat.
The prizes exceed the bag, you guys. That's how great the prize pile is today.
Prize bin.
Prize pile.
Yeah. Calling it the prize pile this
Dig
week.
Into the prize pile.
Let's just go down the line. Megan, what was the last movie you saw?
Oi, see, I do this show, and then it just shames me because I realize, like, I don't watch enough stuff. I was just saying in the green room, I was like, I watch more movies in New York than L.A. because I could just stroll to a movie.
Right.
But the movie I want to see is It Follows. That's going to be my next movie. The horror movie, It Follows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of quiet...
Let me try this again, Megan.
I have simply dumbfounded the audience by referencing a movie that's in theaters.
I'm going to try one more time. What was the last movie you saw? That's all they want. They don't want to hear conjecture about what's next.
I kind of like knowing what you're planning on seeing now.
What are you catching up on Netflix?
I don't focus
Someone's
on
the gonna It Follows You to the theater.
Some kind of probably some doc. Oh, the documentary
Here we
Citizen
go.
Four.
Yes, Citizen yeah. Four, amazing documentary.
Okay, there we go.
All right, no. Tell us your five favorite things about it. Mine are freedom. No, that movie is intense because it reminded the whole time I was thinking of like it would be similar to if All the President's Men was a documentary where they were just following them around while that shit happened. Like it's that important the shit that's going down in Citizen Four. We're taking the same movie, right?
Yeah.
This is this the one where the guy eats McDonald's for 30 days?
Yeah, yeah.
The Fantastic Citizen Four.
Yeah. But yeah, do you know what Eric Snowden's up to right now? Like, what's going on with him?
He's in Moscow with his hot girlfriend, like, making pasta.
And that's only because of Meerkat that we know it that detailed.
Yeah, or Periscope.
Or Periscope.
Or Periscope.
Not a great reference for any of us. Yeah.
That was
I
just
said
a weird conversation.
Nobody. Megan tried to help me with Periscope. Nobody.
It's like both of you are having brain synapses at the same time, just yelling out words. Meerkat, Periscope, lunch pail, Band Aid, Fritos. all right, Aaron, I hope you understand the question.
Yeah.
You've had time to think about it.
Yeah, I actually saw It Follows this week.
I don't know why you didn't jump in when it came up earlier.
I was letting her ride
your
that.
Turn.
I was letting her ride it out.
Guys, so sweaty. So sweaty from that.
What did you like it?
It's spectacular.
What did you like it, Asda?
What did you like it?
The man who's accusing other people of having
What did you like it?
You had a synapse, man. You should smoke some pot. Get your brain together, man.
What'd you see, Aaron? It Follows?
It Follows. I will have to say that it's probably in the top 25 horror movies I've ever seen.
Whoa!
I'm not playing around.
Give us another example of a top 25 for you so we can judge you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know them. I mean, you
Hellraiser 3, other, 4, and 5.
You've got 24 choices. What other one? For
the
would
Friday
be in
13th,
there?
Part 1.
Oh, see that? I mean, we've already proven that It Follows could be.
It's good.
Top 100, maybe.
No, it's good. The music is phenomenal.
I wouldn't put any of the Friday the 13th movies in any list. Except
no,
for
what?
A list of Friday the 13th movies. One, regular. Two, just a two. Three, The Reckoning. I don't know. I don't even remember. When did they start adding subtitles to the Friday the 13th franchise?
Part two.
Really?
Four. Was it
part two?
Two
had more, more
oh, no,
words?
The beginning?
Four? Was it
the
four?
For the, the beginning?
Yeah, why Friday the 13th, part four, The Beginning.
The beginning.
Final chapter was
right.
Four.
That's right. Five was the beginning. Very out of order with these titles.
Yeah, why was four the final? Yeah. What was it, a four-logy?
Then
yeah.
They were like, fuck it, send him to space.
Well, that was not till like 10.
That was late in the game.
Yeah.
Why did they have subtitles? Was it like the Spanish version?
No, no. No, it's subtitle meaning the rest of the title in a sequel.
Oh, okay. Not subtitled. Like, we can't understand what they're garbling about. Okay.
There really should be a word for it, but there isn't.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
Subtitle,
sorry.
But that does mean more than one thing. So your confusion was not dumb. Come down to the live show, you guys. See the faces I make to get laughs.
Oh, come for the show, stay for the faces.
Yes, the faces. Rory.
Hi!
What
recently,
happened, Megan? What? Wait, Megan just said, oh, for some reason. Are you all right?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you thought of something or remembered something.
Nope.
Had something to add.
Probably my body did something and I was like, oh, no, I'm fine.
Rory?
I recently rewatched Man of Steel. And I did so because I hated it the first time. And I talked to someone and they said, watch it. You know what people do? They're like, watch it again.
Oh.
That's what it looked like.
I hate the watch it again Nicks that are always trying to convince you to watch some garbage over again. Like,
they're like, watch
it. You sit there
it.
Seething the whole time. This still sucks.
Yeah. I got to say, I didn't hate it as much the second time. Maybe because my expectations were in a different place. You know, I wasn't looking for Christopher Reeve, you know. I thought he was going to be in it. The first time I thought he'd show up. But watching it the second time, I was like, this isn't so bad. I have faith in the next one, Superman versus Batman or whatever the fuck it is.
I just think Batman's going to, you know, save it, if anything. You know, it's either going to suck or the Batman parts are going to be awesome.
I have so much faith.
I just don't even, like, this dude, did you guys, Aaron and Megan, did you see Man of Steel?
Yes.
No.
That dude doesn't...
Henry Cavill?
Like, yeah, I'm sure he's a great actor, and he was good at hiding his foreign accent.
He's handsome.
He's handsome.
He's
right?
Definitely handsome.
But was he? I mean, he didn't do any. I'd rather see Dean Cain than him.
Yeah. No, Doug.
I'm sorry.
I'm with
Dean
Doug.
Dean Cain is a man with the feelings.
Yeah, had a little character.
So many people are listening right now. They're about to fall asleep. They're like, what? What did Douglas say? Dean Cain? Devil?
It is like it's like James Bond, like who's your James Bond? And it's like, you know, nobody's gonna be my Superman except for Christopher Reeve.
That's right.
Yeah, no.
My Superman.
That's right.
You know?
Okay.
You're right.
I'm right about my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to validate it.
Also, Boyhood.
I just keep going. Where was Christopher Reeve in that?
That's, and I thought he'd show up. I really did. Year three or four, I thought he'd be there.
Surprise, I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Man of Steel. In summary, I did not like it. I saw, last movie I saw, thank you for asking, Get Hard.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? It's there's a lot of prison rape jokes, you know? So if that's not your cup of rape.
This is the worst cup of noodles I've ever had.
Oh, no, cup no, that's rape. Cup of rape.
Oh,
no,
no,
like
that's
it.
Not no, cup of noodles at all.
Rape is never good.
No.
Oof. It's always bad. Even when it's fresh. just trying to, you know, take back rape, you guys.
From the women?
No, from... I wanted it to stop. That's all I'm trying to say. Quit it, you guys. But for some reason, prison rape is a riot. And
but overall, out of 5 stars, you give it...
Oh, don't make me do that.
Do it.
Okay, you go first with Man of Steel.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Fine, I will.
Here we go.
Okay.
Good luck working with Kevin Costner.
First time, I was like, no fucking stars. Like, none. The second time, I was like, 3.2.
Oh!
Mm. 3.2 stars.
You really divide up your stars.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to...
Usually you go half a star, but
it's a big
never
jump.
Really
it's a big
20%
jump.
Of a star.
A lot of these old school critics go half a star. I play the whole decimal. Is that right? Is that what I said right?
Fine. And this is out of 5 stars?
Out of 5 stars, 3. Solid 3.
That means you liked it mostly.
I think I did.
It's over the hump. It's better than not liking it.
Yes. Now your turn.
Ah. 2.8.
That smelled good, didn't it?
A little bit over. It's good.
I love Will Ferrell, and I enjoy Kevin Hart has a scene in the movie where he impersonates a bunch of different guys in one prison yard to simulate for Will Ferrell what's going to be like in prison. And it's the funniest scene I think that he's ever done in anything. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, it's just, you know, it's intermittently hilarious, but it's like, you know, what I said earlier. It's a prison rape movie. Finally. That should be the quote in the ad. A prison rape comedy. We had an abortion comedy with obvious child. Now here's the prison rape comedy. What's next, guys?
For what?
For the comedy?
Oh, for the rapes. Oh, for the rapes?
I don't know.
No, I meant, what's next? The part where I say...
Finally? I'm so lost now.
What's next?
Let the games begin.
Oh, oh, thank God.
I wanted to be extra confused today. It makes for a fun game. You know, it's kind of like when they spin you around before, you know, you go try to pin the tail on the donkey. That's what that just was. That's my excuse. The first game we're going to play... Oh, we got to get name tags. Sorry. People brought some lovely name tags. So, lady and gentleman, choose who you'd like to play for. Rory grabbed a stool to... make a table for his water. And while they go out and pick who they want to play for, do this commercial recorded by me, excited about a new thing one of our sponsors is doing. So we'll be right back. Hey everybody, spring training is underway, and that can only mean one thing. Baseball season is almost here, and there's never been a better time to check out DraftKings.com, America's favorite daily fantasy baseball site, where you could win huge cash prizes every day. They've got daily fantasy, which means no season-long commitments, no slogging through a long season to collect your winnings, just instant cash. Instant gratification. It's like a new season every time you play. Simply pick 2 pitchers and 8 position players. You know, you can get like a pitcher. Of course, you need to pick 2 pitchers. Stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to a massive payday. In fact, DraftKings has already crowned over a dozen millionaires. I know, it sounds crazy, but they wouldn't make me say it if it wasn't true. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. I don't care if you pause this show and go to DraftKings.com right now. Just remember to come back. Don't do a rip and then, you know what I'm saying. Use promo code MOVIE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. First place takes home $10,000. Use promo code MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And we're back. Rory is so right when you can't hear the parts that things.
Well, that was when I was raped. That's how old I was, and that's what happened.
We'll be back after this rape. All right, just lost a sponsor. It was nice having you guys.
I don't think this is a name tag. I just took somebody's.
Somebody just
is
has
there item a name that, on it.
Did they just give you those? What is it called?
Just handed. I wanted that.
Is there a shithead on the bottom?
Nope.
You don't have one?
Not yet.
Oh, crafty.
Ooh, I like
just
that.
Someone who thinks they can get one in at the end. I bet you it's going to be rape. That's the biggest shithead.
Ultimate shithead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
It's Lard Lad Donuts, world famous. It looks like there's bacon on it.
Are you going to eat it?
I mean,
I would like to help.
That's a donut?
Are you guys going to eat it?
It looks like if you're looking for help.
I saw the look in your eyes.
If you're
going
to eat it, then you should keep it and play for that guy. But if you're not going to eat it, you should give it back to him and get a real name tag.
I don't think I'm going to eat it.
But Rory wants to.
But
Rory
well, now wants I to. Feel like a pig.
Well, I wouldn't.
Do you want to trade name tags, Rory, for that? Do you want to trade it for the food?
Whose name is this donut? I can't talk.
There's not even a name.
Addicts.
Alex. What is it? Alex brought that.
I didn't want to call you Lard Lad. That was
Lard Lad.
That's rude.
I'm sorry. Did you mean to give this away, or did he just take this from you?
Did he wrestle it out of your hands?
I shanked him.
Also, didn't you grab it from this side of the room?
I passed it.
Oh, you
he passed it down.
Everyone was so willing to.
Everyone in that row touched this thing.
Yep.
How long ago did you buy the donut? Do not lie.
Donut lie.
Donut lie to us.
Do you want to hide in the alley later and destroy this thing with our mouth?
Play for it. I think
yes,
that's
I will play for it.
All right.
All right. Oh, that'll be fun. Let's go throw it around in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'd eat some of the bacon off of it, but I can't eat the rest of it.
It's the size of a coffee cake.
Yeah, look at that.
I kind of want to, like, actually go buy one of those in the morning with a tiny, like, shot of espresso and just stand on a sidewalk like, my ratios are off. Help! I'm in bizarro breakfast world. And those are some of the dreams that I have.
All right, who are you playing for, Rory?
Well, I am playing for Christina Tuna Harrell. And it's Christina the Damned. She's got a framed picture here. And signed
by me.
Signed by Doug. So this isn't the first time she's been able to make contact. All she wants is hell on earth. So... Oh, Graham Elwood signed the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
So there's only so much I can say. I feel like I'm on a.
Yeah, I don't know why you feel like you have to keep going.
I feel like I'm appraising
Rory,
this item.
Rory, talk about that until I tell you to stop.
It's a nice frame.
10 minutes later.
Think she's done well here.
Just put it on the mantle.
This glass is in place. I would mat it. I don't know why it isn't already, but
disgusting.
Who you playing for, Megan?
So I'm playing for O-Rod, and it is it's George Burns. I thought it was E.T. because I don't have good eyesight, but it's a picture of George Burns with his finger up. So it's from the O-Rod is a pun off Oh God, the original.
Yeah,
George
good
Burns.
Job. Yeah, and there's cute. I love the like the catchphrase that was on the poster or whatever. If you don't mind me reading it, I do a pretty good George Burns. It's a line that he says in the movie.
and it goes like this. Anybody who could turn Lot's wife into a pillar of salt, incinerate Sodom and Gomorrah, and make it rain for 40 days and 40 nights has got to be a fun guy. George Burns, ladies and gentlemen. Rest in peace. George Burns.
You sounded like one of the characters from the animated Robin Hood movie. I don't know which one it was, though.
Friar Tuck!
Yeah, that's it.
You honestly sound like me yelling at a boyfriend.
It's Archie's wife.
Sounds awesome.
All in the family.
Yeah, it was Archie's wife. Oh, Archie.
Slower.
Oh, that, remember the episode where the guy tried to rape her?
I knew that
it
was
always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It always comes back to it.
I knew it.
We can't,
that was the hottest episode.
It.
I mean,
this episode is being haunted by rape.
Sheesh.
This first game we're going to play is called, you can put your pastry down if you'd like. Just try not to remember to stomp on it when you jump up in victory. We're going to play Cluster Flicks. Do you know this one, Rory?
I don't think I do.
A lady yelled out Amy Adams one time in Sacramento. It made me very upset.
Well, was I there? Or are you just saying that in general?
Hmm?
Nothing?
It's a random thought.
Nothing at all.
Let's try listening to each other. So, I don't know who missed. I don't know who missed what there. somebody in the audience yelled out, and nobody in the audience is allowed to yell out the answer, because you three guys, two guys and one lady, you have to, I'm going to pick somebody, actor, actress, I'm going to start reading off their credits, I'm going to give you three movies that this person's been in, and then you all get to guess, but then after that, if nobody gets it right, then we're just going to, I'm just going to add titles until somebody blurts out the right answer. Armpit Stain Johnson.
I have a question.
You are not kidding around about being sweaty. Don't do that for too long. You're going to make yourself pass out if you take a deep breath.
Is it whoever can answer first, or do you say the credits and then we go in order of
I'll say
to guess?
Three with nobody saying anything. Once
and then
three are out there, then anybody can
we
gotcha.
Blurt it.
Got okay. it.
And then blurting.
Is this side just as bad?
We don't blurt it, right? We don't.
We blurt it after three.
After three, but not,
blurt gotcha. After three.
Not until after the first three.
It's uneven.
The idea is I try to pick movies from this person's career that will I'll get through as many as possible before anybody knows what it is.
Cool.
I like to challenge myself. I think they got in four titles the last time we played, so I screwed up on that one. You ready?
Yeah.
Who was in The Proposal, The Company Man, and Soul Surfer? Company Men, I apologize. And Soul Surfer.
The Proposal.
The Company Man.
I'm just going to say The Proposal.
Surfer. Does anybody have an answer?
Ryan Gosling.
A guess? Good guess? Not in any of those.
Company Men.
All right, you ready for more? Now just jump in if you think you have it.
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, that's a great guess, but he was in The Company of Men.
Oh.
Are we out or do we get to keep guessing as we
oh,
go
yeah.
forward?
And he wasn't in Soul Surfer, he was in Aaron Brockovich. It's easy to confuse real life stories where one person's fighting a corrupt system and the other one's being eaten by a shark. Continuing on. I'll give you the first three again. The Proposal, The Company Men, and Soul Surfer.
Do we keep blurting or am I out?
You can blurt from now on. As much as you want.
Paul Blart Mall Kerr. No.
Correct.
Sandra Bullock.
No, she was in The Proposal. Good job. Good job, Rory. The Skulls.
Oh.
The Devil's Advocate. Ghosts of Mississippi. Oh.
who the fuck?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey? No.
No,
no.
Morgan
Turner
Freeman.
And wait a second.
Morgan Freeman?
Hooch. Turner and Hooch.
The dog from that movie.
Troop Beverly Hills.
Holy moly.
I don't even know what's happening. This is a cluster flick.
Jackson.
Wait, what was
Action
what?
Jackson.
What?
The same movie?
Action Jackson. The Killing Fields.
Oh my God.
The Killing Fields.
Sam Waterston.
No, Silkwood.
What?
The Osterman Weekend.
That's not a movie.
Not even real.
All the Right Moves.
Oh.
Where the Buffalo Roam. Stir Crazy. Private Benjamin. Or as I like to call it, Private Benjamin.
Peter.
The Formula. And Justice for All. Okay, the tide might turn, finally. Get ready, you guys. The Incredibles.
Craig T. Nelson.
That's correct!
Son of a bitch!
Yes!
See, I knew I couldn't get these by anybody. I knew the Incredibles would tip it, Poltergeist would fucking tip it, and then I also wrote on there the TV show Coach.
Tuna!
And Parenthood. He was on Parenthood.
That was good.
Thank yeah, you. Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't a lot.
I thought I knew it the whole time, but I was like, wait till that last one.
But there was a few more after there was. But yeah, Incredibles was a really good clue because that narrows it
Holy
down to.
Hell.
You knew it wasn't Holly Hunter. You knew it wasn't Brad Bird as Edna. All right. It's time for ABCD's Nuts, y'all.
Yeah.
Five or six people like that. More people are getting excited. It's really catching on. Craig T. Nelson is also in another film I left off that list that I enjoy a great deal. I'd say it's probably my favorite Will Ferrell movie, and it's a motion picture called Blades of Glory.
Mm.
You know what I like about Blades of Glory? Comparing it unfairly to Get Hard. Get Hard, like, none of the supporting characters. Craig T. Nelson's in it. Greg German's in it. What's her name? Alison Brie is in it. And, you know, they're really good, funny actors, and they don't get anything really funny to do. It's just kind of the Kevin and Will show for the most part. Ron Funches is fun, though.
Oh, good.
As JoJo, the motherfucker that'll kill a motherfucker. He's like a badass in it, and it's hilarious, because he never goes, hee.
Yeah.
He never lets out the real Funches laugh for fear of getting fired. But he did a great job. And yeah, I love Blades of Glory because I just think every character in the movie is funny, and it's a really fun movie to me. Of all of his sports movies, I have to like the fucking ice skating one the best. Yeah. What a pansy. Here we go. Rory gets to go first on this one.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go to Megan and Aaron and so on. And all you gotta do is match with me the movie that I wrote down ahead of time. I don't know why I touched my brain, but match my brain. I wrote down a movie. We're gonna spell out Blades of Glory. We're starting with you, Rory, with the letter B.
Okay.
Any movie that begins with letter B, but if you say the same one that I came up with, you win automatically.
Big.
If you can't think of one, you're out.
Big.
Big is your answer?
Big.
One chance to change it.
So arbitrary. Blade Runner.
Oh, so close. Might be the closest someone's been without actually getting it right.
Wow. Well, because that's the story of my life.
Because I went with Blades of Glory. No, I'm kidding. I went with, because Megan is in it, a motion picture called Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. I just got really creepy.
All right, Megan, the letter L.
I'm wanting to think that you wrote this down. That's the...
Try to think of what I wrote down, but basically you just have to name a movie that begins with L.
Lolita.
Just to save your skin.
Lolita.
That's something I would write down. That's a good movie. The first time. Not the Jeremy Irons time.
It was like a lion was stalking her for the entire movie. I went with, because I thought this would be funny for Elle, Last Man Standing. I'm talking about it like crazy. All right, oh, hey, Aaron.
Oh, you can do TV too.
No. Like, she's thinking of the Tim Allen Bruce show, Willis. That Bruce reason Willis. We all stay home on Friday nights.
Last Man Standing on Earth.
Hey, Aaron.
What did you wrote down? Air Bud 2 Golden Receiver. Thank you.
No, I didn't. I wrote down Action Jackson.
Oh,
Action Jackson.
If that would have won it, I would have. Well, I would have celebrated with you.
With
that donut.
Yep.
Cake.
Good night. Hello.
D. Rory.
Days of Thunder.
Oh, another close one. I went with Date Night. Well, date. Had the first sound in there.
Tom Cruise is in both.
I did that because it takes place in Manhattan, where I'm going to be at the Gramercy Theater on April 27th and 28th. 27th is sold out. Suckers. E. Megan.
It's tough. Is there a movie called Echo?
That's really how you want to play this. And you know what? There's a movie called Earth to Echo, and it's about a creature from outer space. Yeah. What do they call those things? No. There's another word for a thing that comes down from outer space and maybe befriends a little boy, eats some Reese's Pieces.
Oh, an E.T.?
E.T. would be an E movie. That...
Is there a movie called
E.T.?
Echo?
The Extraterrestrial and His Adventures on Earth. Okay, Megan's out.
But if there is there a movie called Echo?
There might be, but
oh,
you can't
play
you
that
can't
way.
Phrase it as a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm a real stickler for knowledge.
really
I went with Easter Parade because, of course, we'll be back here doing other Doug Loves movies next Sunday, Easter Sunday. So bring your bring eggs. I don't know. I said it better earlier. S. Aaron.
Stir Crazy.
Nicely done. I might have picked that because happened earlier.
Now I'm seeing what's going on here.
But I was just thinking about self-promotion on this one. I just wrote Super High Me.
I was going to say
still
that.
Still available on Netflix if you haven't. Rory, oh.
Othello.
Oh. Lots of versions of that movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Which one were you thinking of?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay. I went with Operation Dumbo Drop. No particular reason. F, Megan.
I'm still in?
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was cleaning it up there for a second. I said, fuck Megan, Aaron.
I got really, I was like...
F, Megan. F, Aaron.
Why don't you tell
You'll
me
You'll be
yours.
Back for the next game.
You tell me yours and I'll use yours.
I probably will hurt
okay.
you.
Firestarter.
Oh. Okay. Seem kind of angry about it. I saw that movie. Pretty big laugh when Heather Locklear's oven mitts catch on fire. Just watch that one scene if you haven't. Yeah, it's because she's such a good actress.
This was
she got better, I guess. Anyway, I went with Footloose because I'm going to be interrupting that in Nashville on April 15th at the Belcourt Theater. Have you ever been to the Belcourt Theater, Rory?
I have been there.
It's nice, right?
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
You're
fantastic.
Also doing stuff for the Nashville Wild West Comedy Fest.
Wild West Comedy Fest, that's mm-hmm. right.
And, so we'll see you there.
Yeah, that takes me into my next letter.
G.
Gone with the Wind. I'll be on the road most of April. You can check out my dates at RoryScoville.com. I'm going to be in a couple different spots, so take a look if you get
it. I thought you were leading in to say something about Atlanta when you said you're Gone with the Wind.
I'll be in Atlanta for the Sweetwater 420 Festival. So, 417 to 19. So it's right before the 420.
I put Ghosts of Mississippi because it's a Craig T. Nelson movie. L. Aaron.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I guess there was one just called that. Didn't they have subtitles from the get? Yeah, what's the full title?
What?
Lord of the Rings, colon. You know, shit. Dance of the Pixies or whatever it was.
No, that's Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. No, Return of the King is just the...
Don't fuck yourself over with this shit.
Just Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, of course.
First instinct this shit. Rory.
Is it the Lord of the Rings? I don't want to go to the judge's table.
Oh.
Judges have bad breath. That's why you don't want to go to the table. It's, what was the question?
It's no, not, I don't know what it was.
It's not the Lord of the Rings. It's Lord of the Rings.
It should be. It's a better title.
Okay.
Oh, again. Always an easy one for me.
You're L. You're L.
Oh. I don't remember.
Did I just do L?
You just did L?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. I didn't say what my L was. That's what went wrong.
Oh.
Mine was Leaves of Grass. I'm doing a 420 show on 420 at the Comedy Works in Denver. The other two shows are sold out, but the one on 420, that's a tough sell because people have jobs and shit. Oh, Rory.
Oh, fuck you.
You can do it. Oh. It's easier than you'd think.
Well, I want to say Omen, but I think it's the Omen.
It sure is.
Okay, so that should buy me
about
five.
But how about something that begins with O?
Okay.
All the movies out there. There's a lot of them.
Overboard, starring Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
I was trying to coax you into saying O, because there's a movie called O.
Yeah.
But I went with Old Dracula because I just thought that was funny that that exists. I want to see it now. A movie called Old Dracula, where David Niven apparently played old Dracula.
Just in an old folks home.
I don't think he's that old.
Dracula.
He's just older. Old for Dracula. You know, he must have been bit when he was already old, right?
Oh, he had to have been.
Wait, even though I'm disqualified, am I still allowed to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. It's just rude to call Dracula old. Like, he's always been old. He doesn't age.
Right, but he's played by an old man. It's just like in Blackula, he's played by a black guy.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like if you're not a Dracula that's just like a young Robert Pattinson type or Frank Langella, then you're you gotta be labeled. Sad. It's sad with what's happening with Draculas.
Yeah. So many Draculas with adjectives now.
Dragula, yeah. That's another one.
Yeah.
You gotta be in drag. You can't, you know.
Is that a real one?
I think so.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
I'd watch Dabula. all right, where are we? What's happening? What letter are we on?
R.
I said my O, and so we're on R. Aaron?
Rushmore.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I went with Roar because it's playing at CineFamily, and I really want to interrupt it, and I want Rory to be there because that's just fun.
When is it?
Do you know this movie, Roar?
Uh-uh.
It's where Melanie Griffith and her mom, Tippi Hedren, and her husband thought it'd be a good idea to shoot a motion picture. It took them 11 years to make it. They financed it themselves. Just hanging out with all of their lions and tigers and shooting a movie with a story.
Ooh, that sounds good.
But with all these fucking wild animals just doing whatever the fuck they want over all of them for the entire motion picture. Everyone involved in the production got injured at some point, and there's scenes in the movies where you're just watching a fucking lion tear into a guy's arm, and he's just like, it's cool, it's alright, lions, these are our friends.
And they had 11 years to rethink that decision, and nobody did.
It's so crazy, and you're just like, it's so suspenseful, because they're trying to just tell kind of, there's points in the movie where they're actually supposed to be scared of the lions and tigers, that those parts play extra scary, because you know that they're scared, and that it really is scary that these animals are all fucking coming after them, because they're being playful a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it looks fucking vicious. You know what I mean? They tackle people a lot.
And it's like, oh my God.
What's it called?
And they
it's
keep
called
filming.
Roar?
They keep filming. John DeBont was the cinematographer and got his fucking top of his head torn off by a wild
what
animal.
What?
I know. It's amazing there hasn't been more press about this movie. And then Tippi Hedren, like, kind of changed her whole outlook. She was always a preservationist or whatever, but she, like, has gotten even deeper into, you know, the protection of animals and stuff because she was involved in that horrible, horrible thing.
When did it come out?
She put her own child at risk every day to make this movie about the lions. It was 1981 was when it was released. Leonard Maltin gave it 1.5 stars. He says they thought they could make an entertaining movie by, you know, using real animals. And he went, no cigar. Leonard did not buy it, but I think it's hilarious and terrifying, and I hope to interrupt it soon. Let's wrap this game up. The letter Y.
You're next.
Oh, that's a horror movie. That,
a horror flick.
Is that in your top 25, Aaron? You're
no.
next. It's not.
No.
Okay. Because it follows being compared a lot to your next as being like kind of taking the genre and subverting it a little bit.
No.
What about...
Nah, dude.
Is your top 25 of horror just movies that are strictly horror or are there horror comedies?
Horror comedy. Sure. Shaun of the Dead's
comedy.
In there.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, of course it is.
American Werewolf in London?
Comedy?
It's funny.
Yeah, there is funny parts.
American Werewolf in London isn't funny or scary. I mean Paris. Sorry.
No. That's not in there.
That's not
no.
anywhere. That's not anywhere.
Nope.
That's not on any list.
Nope. Paris kicked it out.
I went with Yanks.
Yanks?
Yeah, because there's a movie called Yanks.
Great.
Richard Gere starring in Yanks. And it was like a few years later he was starred in Bent. Like Richard Gere is just throwing out those gay yeah. kind of clues all the time.
So many people bought those movies and were pissed.
Although Bent I think was pretty sexy. I don't think I ever saw it, but who knows. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Yeah.
Rory maintains control. Congratulations to everybody for getting through. Oh, not
well, who
two of
that?
You for getting through. It's just a survival game. But Rory, I guess, technically won it, didn't he? We gave him another
fair.
Chance on that Lord of the Rings thing, and he pulled it out.
Yeah.
He yanked it.
Yeah.
It was Bent, and he yanked it. Well, we'll still start with you, Rory, in the Leonard Maltin game.
Good.
Why is the clock that's supposed to be pointed at the stage to see what time it is, why is it all askew so it's like, there it is. Thanks. I'm like looking at my phone right now anyway. I don't know why I need that one, but it still was bothering me that I didn't know what time it was. But we're right on schedule, you guys. Yeah.
Is it thrilling?
Is it getting too hot in here for people?
Yes.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my.
I like it.
I got you.
In it.
Made you say it. Take it off. All right.
If you get suckered into singing, you have to undress. Shit! It's a catchy song.
Rory gets to pick the first category, playing to 2 points. We'll continue on in the same order we were going before. Megan, you'll go, or you know what? Aaron lasted longer, so let's let Aaron go second, and you'll go third.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's only
I'm
the
totally
fair.
Fine with that.
It's only the fair thing to do.
Yeah, it feels good.
Feels good to do the right thing. Rory, would you like, as suggested by good old Sagan Baggins, Apollo 86, and that's films where Carl Weathers dies. I'll give you a quick little clue. It's not Action Jackson. Interstellar got her groove back. Of course, is Matthew McConaughey romantic movies. Romantic McConaughey. And then, this is also a weird coincidence. This one came up. This category is called Superman. Superman. And it's movies with soup or man in the title. Which one of those would you like to play, Rory Scovel?
Number 1, please. Carl Weathers-related material.
Carl Weathers dies, 85 or 87? What's your poison?
That's how it always is for me. 85.
There we go. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie totally artificial. He also says that... There's just a part that's great.
Are you?
But again, 2.5 stars, so it's totally artificial. There's a part that's great.
Are we whispering? Because this is where the listener really starts to fall asleep.
Shh, we don't want to wake 1985. Up. Just think about 1985 and all the good things that were happening in your life. In
that's right. Kindergarten.
And eight names. Let's go with eight names.
Eight names.
How many can you get in, Rory?
I'm going to say...
eight.
I'm going to say seven names.
Sliced one off.
Get that last one out of here.
Aaron.
I have to do six.
You don't have to do...
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I like that. I like that, Aaron. Good for you.
Megan. He says six.
I think he should name it.
Okay.
That is fucking trash talk.
I'm a bitch right now, but you need to name that movie.
Fine, I will. Tell me.
In six names.
Here's your six names. I'll give you the clues again, only if you need them. Because your six names are James Brown, Michael Pataki, Brigitte Nielsen, Burt Young, Talia Shire, and Carl Weathers. Who dies? I'm not asking, I'm telling. What do you got, Aaron? Seems a very painful decision. For some, it's quite obvious. What are you going to go with?
Wait, what? Wait.
Huh? You think this is tough?
This is Action Jackson.
I want to say, as someone who's horrible at this podcast, I know this one, and it's killing me that you don't.
I'm brain dead right now.
And it's funny that you're even guessing Action Jackson, because the first thing I said is it's not Action Jackson.
I know! I'm so
That's
brain
never
dead
how
right
I
now.
Do it.
You're a liar! It is Action Jackson!
This is...
I thought I could trick you. You're correct.
I'm seriously frozen. I can see the...
It's not frozen.
It is not frozen.
I can see the goddamn movie poster. I'm dumbfounded. I'm like, it's
you're stumped.
Right. It's right.
You're stumped.
It's not coming out.
Stumped you.
Can I guess for him and take half the point?
I can say...
No half point, but there is a personal pride that you'll walk away from for knowing the answer that everybody knows. I mean, can we have the whole audience say it with you?
Except Aaron. Aaron, are you done? Aaron, you're not going to
He guessed
get
something,
it.
I thought. He guessed Action Jackson.
Oh, you already guessed?
Yeah.
Megan, do you know it? Because you're getting the point. Maybe you should say it.
No, I'm embarrassed because I was like waiting for you to say Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
So then there it is. And 3, 2, 1. Rocky IV.
Oh, it is Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Where's Sylvester Stallone?
Top build. You're going to get this game someday.
What if I would have been that confident that I got it wrong? Okay. Rocky 17.
I heard a Rocky 3 in the crowd. I did hear that.
So then I did. I would have, you know.
Dolph Lundgren and Sylvester Stallone were the top two.
That's the one.
Rocky 7. He goes to Germany.
Can I leave now?
I'm just so glad to get rid of one of the Apollo 86 answers because nobody ever selects that category. And Megan gets a point, everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know how mad I am right now?
Do you know this is how I win this game? Other people's incompetence.
I'm usually good at that, too.
Who was James Brown in Action Jackson?
As himself.
Himself.
And it was a Rocky IV, Jackson? Not a Action Jackson. Oh.
No, that's what I'm saying. As soon as you said James Brown, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Why did that was a huge giveaway, lower name, but also just that movie's packed with names that you know from the series.
Brigitte?
Yeah, yeah.
Brigitte's in there.
Yeah.
Can
we
stop talking about this movie?
Rocky IV!
Like, is it bad that I'm legitimately pissed off that I could not say it? It was like, I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
My favorite was when you said, I can see the movie poster.
Don't
I was like, can
don't
you,
even,
Aaron? Because I don't think that's true.
Maybe you need to take a bite of lard, lad, and chew it out.
Dolph Lundgren. Let's just change the subject. Let's just change the subject.
Please change the subject.
I'm just going to say one more thing.
I'm embarrassed.
Rocky IV is my second favorite movie with four in the title. After Citizen IV. Because that movie's more important.
I disagree. Rocky mended things with two countries. Which now is harboring a character from the other movie. And we wouldn't have that without Rocky's incredible speech after one epic battle. Actually, kind of like how I tied that all together. Pretty proud of myself.
Fair enough. I'm just trying to figure out what's supposed to happen next. Who challenged who there?
I challenged.
Megan told Naren to name it.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to start with you, Rory.
Again.
And then go to Megan.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Rory gets to pick between. This is a fun one. Serpico and Sepulveda. Serpico and Sepulveda. And that's Al Pacino movies that take place in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Gregory Peck's on Twitter. That's a fun one. Gregory Peck's P-E-C-S. Suggested Box of Chocolates. And that's any movie ever made. Box of Chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
You just never know what you're going to get. And then...
One dude is loving it. He is loving it. I love it. Pure joy.
Let's see how he feels about this one. 50 Shades of Grape. That's movies where Johnny Depp has sex.
I love it.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
Which one of those do you like?
I'm going to go with the first one, Serpico and the rest of it.
Sepulveda. Yeah, some streets here in Los Angeles where this movie takes place. 3.5 stars from Leonard. The year is 1995. Mm-hmm. He calls it dynamite! Overlength is the only criticism of this crackerjack. Other words that are too contemporary. That's not a bad word to say. It's crackerjack and contemporary. And he lists a lot of names. 11, 16.
That's 1,116.
20 names. Wow. Rory! I'm telling you, that's what that movie's like. It fucking scares the shit out of you. And the lion is fucking...
I'm going to take all 20!
You have kind of a lion face, don't you? He says 20 names, Megan.
19.
No, 19.
A lot of confidence on this panel today.
Aaron.
18.
AK says 18.
I can see the poster, Doug. So, feeling good.
I've heard those words before.
Rory.
I'm going to say name it.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to say name
it. All right, you crackpot.
Oh, everyone's like, why would he say name it? He didn't get Rocky IV right.
That's right, the boy who cried wolf.
Ah, shit. Fuck, he knows it. I take it back!
Do you take it back?
No, I don't. Name it. Okay.
How many does he get?
17. The entire
18.
The entire cast and crew.
Yeah. First bid was 20.
Who was the first one? The
20, 19, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 18.
18.
Aaron's going to do this in 18.
Craft name. Services buy.
Yeah.
All but two names are going to be left out.
Per grade. Doesn't matter, probably.
I think people in this audience will know it after three names. But here we go. Jeremy Piven. Tone Loke. Henry Rollins. Hank Azaria. Kevin Gage. Tom Noonan. Natalie Portman. William Fichtner. Dennis Haysbert.
Ted Levine. It puts the lotion on his skin.
Little clue there. Sorry to everybody else. Wes Studi, Mikkel T. Williamson, Ashley Judd, Amy Brenneman, Diane Venora, Tom Sizemore, John Voight, Val Kilmer, Al Pacino, 3.5 stars, 1995. The answer is...
Heat?
Correct.
Yeah.
So not Batman Forever. Okay. That makes sense.
And Bud Cort appears unbilled, according to Lenny.
Thanks, buddy. You're
I wouldn't have
friend.
Gotten that.
You're a true
I
friend.
Lie to this. I thought it was Heat, but I didn't you. Know if I could name it.
You're a true
I'm
friend.
So excited to.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to eliminate that category right now. Because I don't think Al Pacino's ever done anything else that takes place in L.A. I don't think.
Was Dog Day Afternoon?
Dog Day Afternoon? Was that L.A.?
That wasn't L.A.
What was that?
Was it?
New York.
I think it was.
Wasn't it a hot New York day?
It was.
No, I don't think that was in New York, was it? Was it?
Might have been. Any given Sunday? Was that in L.A.?
Does anybody know where Dog Day Afternoon
is? No, any given Sunday was in Miami.
Attica.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Attica. I thought he chanted that because
of
the
Scent of a Woman is New York.
Scent of a Woman is New York.
Scent of a Woman, that's
Devil's Advocate is New York.
What about
we're not going to do this for a while, are we?
Devil's Advocate, that was New York.
We had a movie in Miami.
That would be a version of Last Man Standing. You have to name the movie and where it took place. If you don't get both, you're out. That'd be tough. And we'd have to have somebody looking stuff up. That's too much trouble. What just happened? Aaron got a point. We got a two-way tie between Aaron and Megan.
Get me in this game. You're the
Rory
best.
Rory wants in bad. If Rory manages to get a point here, if he snags one, then he's going to be in for a round of asparagus pee to break the tie. So good luck, Rory.
I have to drink asparagus pee?
What happened?
I'll just stay out of it.
The game has changed.
Rory told Aaron to name it, so we're going to start with Megan and then go to Rory. And Megan gets to choose between Nationwide is on Your Side. And that's a movie where a kid dies. first name basis, that's where it's a very famous movie that I will choose, but I will only read the first names of the cast after the bidding is finished.
Wait, say that again, I'm sorry.
First names only.
Oh.
Yeah, don't pick that.
Act like that, maybe she will. Or Dear White People, which is movies featuring Betty White, Jack White, or Mike White.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay, so you don't like white.
It seems more fun.
Yeah, Dead Kids is a blast.
Kid dies in a movie in 89 and in a movie in 2001. Which one of those would you like to try?
Let's try 89.
Okay. Bomb, according to Leonard. You picked a bomb. He says about this movie that it was followed by a sequel. He also says... he calls it a box office hit. Let me try this whole sentence.
What?
Maybe I can say this whole sentence. He calls it a box office hit whose contempt for its audience was sensed even by undiscriminating moviegoers. That's not a great clue. And he, again, he said it was a bomb from 1989, and he lists seven names. How many names can you get it in, Megan?
Box office hit, but a bomb.
Bomb, his critical word for the film is bomb.
Okay.
But it was a box office hit, so.
I mean, seven.
Yes. She takes all the names.
Was it before, like, bomb was the bomb? Like, that's this Danish is the bomb.
I don't know where we were on that around 1989, or it even sounds like this particular review was written for the guide and not when the movie came out, but when it showed up in the guide, because he's calling it a box office hit, and that usually critics don't, if they review it right when it comes out, they don't know that yet.
Just checking.
Where are we going now, Rory? Yeah, Rory.
Naima. Fucking Naima.
Wait, you want her to have all seven names?
Yes.
Okay.
Why does everyone question me?
I question you because I hope you'll change your mind, because it's probably good strategy what you're doing right now. I think you might bring this into a three-way tie. But let's give Megan a chance.
You don't know what
kids don't die in a lot of movies. Wait, what? It's true, kids don't die in a lot of movies. Very precious few have children actually dying in them. Very few movies have the nerve of, like, let's say, a My Girl. 1989 is the year.
So it's not My Girl.
Oh, did I say that? 1989, and your seven names are, and some of these I am not completely familiar with, so I apologize if I get the pronunciation incorrect.
This is a good sign.
Miko Hughes is in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Miko. Blaze Burdahl?
Yep.
Michael Lombard, I'm nailing that one. Brad Greenquist, that can only be the way you pronounce that. Denise Crosby, Fred Gwynne, and Dale Midkiff.
But there was a sequel.
Do you ever wear like a blouse that's like a midkiff? Any idea what that movie is?
Absolutely no idea.
Do you have a guess of a movie where a child dies?
And then, well, yeah, but it's not that movie.
Well, but it's still fun to take a crazy wild guess.
Well, the one with, like, the parents and then the guy, but it's not that, because that was earlier than 1981. And then his brother dies, and I know My Girl, he dies, and there's, like, but it could, maybe it's a horror
producer
movie.
Producer Matt
child
is throwing signals from the booth. Is there, what, do you have
No, I don't
something?
Know. Oh, I have nothing.
I was excited because I thought of it.
Oh, you know the answer. Okay, he's excited he has the answer. And, do you want to come out and say the answer into a microphone? Because Megan gives up.
Maybe it's a horror movie.
It is a horror
maybe,
movie.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe it's a horror
it
movie.
A horror
okay,
movie.
So it's right, probably
three,
a horror... Wait.
Whoa, she's talking her way
maybe
through
maybe
it here.
Maybe it's a horror movie. And
she
a
might
child
get
that's,
there.
And then there is a sequel. Is it Damien? I mean, The Omen.
You just said a movie that has never been.
Wait, what's...
I don't think there's ever been a movie just called Damien. But that's a good guess that it might be part of that series, because the children
die. Can I throw another clue in? I think this is a good clue.
Okay.
No, we're just playing with my point. Right, yeah. Give it all to him.
There's a misspelling in the title.
Yeah. Does that help anybody? No. That is a good clue, though. Tell him the answer, Matt Belknap. Big hit at the box office. Bomb, according to Leonard.
My Girl.
Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery.
Oh.
Thanks, Matt. Get back in the booth.
Wow.
That's a first. He's never, like, got tried to get my attention and let me know he knows the answer.
Matt has the perfect voice to be on a microphone. He was like, that is Bet Cemetery. Matt can do this.
Back to sports.
We should try that sometime where Matt just comes in with the correct answer.
I like that. Matt,
We'd have
How
to
about
really,
you?
We'd have to really coordinate that, though.
No, it's good for making you feel even dumber than you already do when you don't know.
Someone comes in and talks down to you.
It was like, Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, you should come in and act like you're put off by having to give the answer.
All right, you guys, we've got a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Closest I'll ever get to a three-way. Here we go. Asparagus pee is the category. And how that works is I'm going to read the whole review, and it'll give away exactly what movie it is, theoretically. And then you guys will bid, probably starting with negative names. And that's if you say negative one, you have to name the movie and the top billed person in it. Negative two, negative three, etc. We'll see how deep it goes. This movie that everybody knows. And what's the order going to be here? Rory just got a point by challenging Megan. So Aaron's going to start us off, and then we're going to go to Rory. I don't know why a timer would be on during
start
my part.
Start the timer?
No, not during my...
Start the timer there's too
no,
early?
There's no race. There's no jumping in with an answer. You get a second to think about it. So we'll need a timer.
And the clock is set.
No, we don't need a... two stars for this movie from 1986. It's a production of the United States of America, 105 minutes long. Silent film western. Heroes are summoned by Mexico for what they think will be a public appearance. Find out they're really supposed to rid a village of its bandit chieftain. Smarmy one-joke comedy has its moments, but not too many. Buffs may be amused to know that the villain was one of the key bad guys in The Wild Bunch. Co-scriptor Randy Newman wrote the songs. And then he lists nine names. How many names can you get it in, Rory?
I thought Aaron was first.
I was curious how many you could get it in. But Rory has to go first. I apologize. Aaron. So if you go negative one, you got to name the movie and the top billed person in it. Negative two, they got to be in the correct order, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just try.
Everybody's excited
to
jump in.
Oh,
what's he gonna do?
And I got the order.
Because of the Rocky thing, I don't want to be embarrassed again. So
okay, just do it.
I'm just gonna do negative.
Okay,
one.
He's just going negative one.
That's it. Shut up.
That's all he's going, Rory, is negative one.
Were you here for the Rocky thing? Okay.
How deep do you think you can go, Rory?
Negative three.
Oh boy. This has got to be in the right order,
tough
though.
Tough move.
Thought
you were
going to
say two. But you said three. Then he's got to name it because I don't know the fourth. And he's got to name it in order.
Yep. Yeah. So the name of the film, then the top three billed performers, starting with top billed, second billed, third billed.
So starting with the top
billed. I won't say if you're right or wrong.
Yeah. So the first name I need to say is the top billed person.
Mm-hmm. Then next. Then third.
Okay.
But first, the title of the movie. I won't tell you if you're right or wrong until I've heard all of it.
Okay. And can I ask one question? Can I just ask the year of the movie? Was that something you already said?
I said it, yeah.
Yeah, what was it?
No, I said it.
No, no, no. My question was only, did you say it? I don't need to know it.
I did. 86.
86. Okay. Three amigos. Starting with the top bill.
Uh-huh.
Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Megan is our winner.
Fuck!
Steve Martin's number one.
Steve Martin, Chevy number
Chase,
one.
Martin Short.
Can I say something to defend myself?
So nobody would pull this. Patrice Martinez is fourth billed in Three Amigos.
Can I tell you what worried me the most? I couldn't remember if it was the Three Amigos or Three Amigos. But then I was also like, well, Chevy Chase was coming off that SNL fame. He was a hot ticket.
Yeah, Fletch lives.
He had the man with two brains. Hot heat. Right.
Steve
then.
Martin guest hosted SNL as an incoming movie star. Chevy, you know, SNL made Chevy Chase one. I mean, they were definitely neck and neck. They both had big hits.
Don't but think that I point, didn't think about it. The
at
whole
that point,
time.
Steve Martin was on more of a hot streak, and I think probably even helped push the movie into being made because it's a pretty silly premise for an entire feature film.
Yeah.
He'll always be A-list. Steve Martin, he'll always be A-list.
That is correct.
You know, I say that at all of his banjo recitals.
What a terrible thing to call bluegrass music.
Tuna, I
a
let
banjo
you down.
Recital.
Sorry.
You should be.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow, okay. Well, but Megan, who'd you win for again? You won for God.
Oh, Rod.
You devil.
Rod. Are you 21?
Come on down and get your alcohol and your gambling tickets. We're setting you on the right road here with this prize package.
Oh. Check his ID. Check his ID.
Check it.
Check it.
I think his hair tells the story.
Swipe his ID.
It's gray, right? You got gray hair. Or is it?
I
can't tell. You dye it gray?
Yeah.
What are you, Steve Martin?
Folks, what?
Here's your prize bag. I don't want to make you bend down before me, but that's what's happening. Thank you so much for being here.
You can just leave the schmovies.
Making that Rod. Let's hear it for Rod, everybody.
Rod.
Hot Rod.
Really effective clapping.
What do you guys got to plug? Starting with Rory, and pass that down if there's a shithead on it. The dude with the pastry, Alex, needs to share his shithead. He's probably thought of something genius by this point. Where's your box of pastry? Yeah, no, I'm gonna give it to you in a second, Alex. Settle down. Get your goddamn pastry so you can ride on there like you were supposed
Maybe
to.
Maybe I'm
in the
missing
first
it.
Place.
I don't think there's one on there.
You didn't
I'm
put one
it.
On here?
No.
Christina? Do you want to come ride a shithead on this pastry? Because you can't ride it on here anywhere. That's probably why you didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, come on up here, Christina.
I should have done this the whole time.
Well, that's an interesting mic.
It's the 5 o'clock
mic technique.
Hour.
It looks like your microphone wants to kill itself.
Well,
back as well. After you do that, first.
As I said before, go to my website, check my dates. Gonna be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Gonna be in Nashville, Tennessee. Gonna be in Atlanta, Georgia.
She's just writing down everything you're saying.
Washington, D.C. and Honolulu, May 2nd. And I think that's all I have. Those are literally off my dates.
Wow, these shitheads are hot off the presses. I'll give them that.
Yes.
Eric Kleiber, where can people see you?
2 weeks. I'm in Sioux City and Omaha with Bobby Slayton.
Bobby Slayton?
Yeah.
I was in Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
They cut him out of something, I think. He was in something that got cut out. Complains about it. I would, too. Craig Barrett got cut out of Jerry Maguire. It happens sometimes. Sucks. Megan, you've been cut out of anything?
I was just cut out of a movie that went to Sundance.
Oh,
sleeping
no.
Sleeping with other people, same director as Bachelorette.
I struck a nerve like that.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm in another movie that's premiering at Tribeca Film Festival. But they just changed the name. So now,
oh, shit. What's it called?
It used to be called Bad Boys.
Can you get it in seven names?
It used to be called Bad Boys Crazy Girls, but now it's called something else.
So look for a movie that's not called what it used to be called. It's pretty much the easiest way to find a movie when you're looking them up is what they used to be called. And check it out.
But I'll be on at midnight next month.
You'll talk about it there.
Yeah,
you and Chris will chat about it for 2.5 seconds.
before they get into that fast-paced game. But thank you so much for being here. And the only plug I want to throw in is Douglas Movies is going to do its second annual Cinco de Mayo show at the, I think, Rory, were you at the first one, maybe?
I don't remember.
At the Zanies in Rosemont.
Yeah, I think I was there.
I think that might have been you. Yeah. So maybe we'll get you back this time. That's on May 5th. And
ooh, maybe a booking.
And thanks again to Rory Scovel, Aaron Kleiber, and Megan Neuringer. Yeah. Everyone coming out on a warm afternoon. And as always, Chevy Chase is a shithead. And Rory giving Man of Steel a good rating is a shithead. Before we go, Doug Loves Movies is brought to you by DraftKings.com, America's favorite daily fantasy baseball site. Have you gone yet, like I told you to in the middle of the show? You can win huge cash prizes every day, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use the code MOVIE to play for free in a $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. Have you gone there yet, or why are you still listening to me? Go to DraftKings.com, because first place takes home 10 grand. You're still listening to me. Go! DraftKings.com!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.